Many people are wondering how we get through the coronavirus pandemic and what happens when we do. The same goes for Governor Baker.
We have had conversations with a variety of folks in our economic and healthcare communities and in our public health community about what life might look like once we get past this.
But Massachusetts is still at least 2 weeks away from allowing schools and non-essential businesses to reopen their doors. So WBUR's Callum Borchers right now reports life may continue to look different even when that day comes.
Most of the 4,000 businesses in the Retailers Association of Massachusetts are suffering, says John Hurst. He's the group's president, and he's not expecting an instant recovery.
I don't think anyone's going to see a light switch go on, and then, you know, all of a sudden you're going to see unlimited amounts of people out having dinner or out shopping.
Hurst envisions lingering restrictions on retailers and restaurants, perhaps something akin to the current rule capping grocery stores at 40% of their usual capacity. That's a state rule, by the way, which raises a question. Who will set the terms of an economic restart?
I thought it was interesting to hear recently a kind of back and forth between the president and the governors about who is going to decide when the economy opens again. And of course, the truth is, it's neither of them.
This is Greg Bialecki. He was Massachusetts Secretary of Housing and Economic Development in the years after the Great Recession. He says regardless of what policymakers allow, the real test will be what consumers are comfortable with. And he thinks some behaviors may be changing for good while people are cooped up.
You know, everybody's been buying streaming services for health reasons and just for consumer preference reasons. Will people go back to watching movies in big movie theaters? We don't know for sure. There's going to be a lot of change and disruption in the medical industry. I think you're seeing really the rise of telehealth in a big way. I think that may be a permanent change.
Telehealth is having a moment because patients are avoiding, or are barred from, visiting their doctors, except in emergencies. Bialecki thinks many patients are discovering they don't need face-to-face visits as much as they might have thought. Consumers in other industries may be reevaluating real-world experiences, too.
Come on, sing louder.
That's Fenway Park organist Josh Cantor playing from home on Facebook Live. Fans surely miss being taken out to the ballgame, but Holy Cross sports economist Victor Matheson isn't convinced they'll flock back to stadiums right away, even when permitted to go.
Entertainment is supposed to make us happy, and if we're spending the whole time worrying about the person two rows down who just sneezed, that doesn't make it an enjoyable experience for people. And if you can't enjoy yourself going out, there is no reason to go out.
Even before enjoyment, there's the cost to consider. Like sports, many other hard-hit business sectors, such as travel, dining, and retail, rely heavily on people's disposable income. If you're not among the 500,000 Massachusetts residents who've lost jobs in recent weeks, you still may not feel like there's anything extra in the household budget, says Laura Gannon. She runs a small accounting firm in Chelmsford.
What you really need to be doing is paying your bills, making sure you're paying your mortgage and your rent and food. Those are the priorities right now. We're in very uncertain times. I don't think people have extra money right now.
U.S. consumer confidence declined sharply last month and appears likely to fall again in April. For Massachusetts leaders, a key to rebuilding confidence and rejuvenating the state economy may be resisting pressure to lift restrictions too soon, says former Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray.
The question is, how do you open things up incrementally so that you don't create a second cross-the-state shutdown?
Murray worries a false start, in which businesses reopen only to close again, could do more damage than being patient now. Though he and Deval Patrick successfully campaigned against Charlie Baker a decade ago, Murray says he believes the Baker administration will make sound decisions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.